On to the fifth, 8-9-1 in the Laker lineup. It starts with Noah Sakala. The catcher had an RBI double his only time up as Thompson starts him with a pitch missing high for a ball. Sakala, Mitch Waitala, and Paul Hermit do up for the Lakers. As Thompson's 1-0 offering, that's popped up foul and out of play, evening it up at 1-1, looking for the tiebreaker right now.
Your opinion, teams fairly matched, evenly matched here, aren't they?
I mean,
it looks.
Scoreboard, yeah. Talent, I mean, just through four innings, it seems
it's a game you look at, Kirby, and you say, well, there's no, this team should win,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
It's like.
As the 1-1 pitch in there for a strike, moving our count to 1-2. And I think that's a fine assessment, Randy. That's the no advantage, real big either way. Mm-hmm.
You and I talked about having Justin Thompson as a great backup to Matt Geislinger, and now he's their ace. But honestly, if you had Matt Geislinger, you'd say advantage Watkins just because he's Matt Geislinger. And so Justin Thompson he's a great pitcher, though.
He is. I mean, I'd take him as my number two any day.
Yeah.
1-2 pitch missed low, bounced up there to Sakala.
And you said last week, and he's a lot of teams' number one.
Absolutely he would be, as this pitch has popped up. Foul in the right field corner again. Berg, can he get there? He can't. That ball will drop foul. And Sakala gets new life. Long run for Berg, long run for Block and Ashton as well as the ball drops. Get that righty up. Berg maybe shading a little bit towards right center. That was a good 120-yard or 120-foot
sprint
journey for Danny B. 2-2 the count to Sakala. He's back in the batter's box. He was all the way out near second base, running it out hard. 2-2 pitch, hit on the ground in the hole at short. Nolan Fields, his throw across is a dart. Kind of a vapor trail behind it, Randy. 6-3 on the putout to retire Sakala.
That's an impressive throw by Nolan Geislinger. You know, more often than not, he's going to get to balls that normal shortstops don't get to. And then he backs it up with just that dynamite arm.
So he gets two balls, and he can make up for it with the arm. Not a bad little combo, huh?
Exactly.
And he's like 16. So Mitch Waitala into the batter's box. First offering is missing low for a ball. Waitala struck out looking his first time up. Thompson, the victory over Lake Henry, the first weekend of the region tournament, victory over Luxembourg last weekend.
Ben was going to take the day off on Sunday.
Things changed. As this pitch popped up, foul out of play, Clippers got a little injury bug around the diamond. Had to do some rearranging. He started in the inaugural lineup in left field. Didn't like how the arm felt. Haugen fouls the ball off his foot. He ends up playing first base for two games. This pitch is missing outside for a ball. 3-1 the count to Mitch Waitala, who struck out looking, as I had mentioned before. That is the only strikeout for Thompson thus far here through 4 1/3. As JT set, 3-1 pitch. That's popped up. Lincoln over for a look. He will not have a play. And the count fills up at 3-2.
Kirby, coming up at this park here at 7 o'clock tonight, Buckman will be taking on Cannon Falls. So
it's a good matchup.
Yeah, that'll be a good matchup.
The Billy Goats. As Thompson, his payoff pitch, that is chopped foul at home plate, will do the 3-2 all over again.
Of course, after you left Dundas, getting ready to play over in Dundas, it was Maple Lake and Stark. And then later on tonight in Dundas, Melroy and Webster.
Webster. 3-2 pitch, that's fouled back. Webster making their first state tournament appearance, Randy. It's something like a 50-game losing streak at one point.
Wow.
Like 10 years ago.
Good for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Them. I hope nobody's left in Webster tonight.
Exactly.
I don't know where that is, but I hope it's a ghost town tonight and everybody's over in Dundas. 3-2 again, that's laced to right center, and that is going to drop between Kramer and Berg. It's a one-out knock for Mitch Waitala. Good at bat, Randy, and he's rewarded with a solid knock to right.
Yeah, first base runner since the second inning, Kirby. Their fifth hit of the ball game.
Stepping in is second baseman, number 8, Paul Hermit.
Back to the top of the order in Paul Hermit. he had the first hit of the game today, first batter of the game today. Stranded at third in the first. So says Randy. I didn't see it personally on my journey over here. As this pitch is hit to right center. That's about carbon copy. Same spot. Checking in at second base and staying put right there is Waitala. And it's back-to-back knocks to right center for Waitala and Herman. And the Lakers cooking here in the fifth.
Exactly. You said carbon copy and almost identical spots for those baseballs to land.
So runners at first and second with one away, and it's up to Chad Weiss here for Pierce, trying to break the tie. Off-speed pitch, curls in there nicely. Good starter from Thompson as Weiss started his hands, stopped him. Watch that pitch come in for a strike. Six hits on the board for the Lakers. And, Randy, that's just that testament, like you said before, those Victory League teams hit. That's all there is to it.
They just plain hit.
Man, yeah. That Avon lineup, one through, like, six, nothing against 7, 8, 9. That's actually who got the game winner for him, coincidentally. But that was pretty impressive. You get Curry Gregory back-to-back, 3-4. I'd match that with anybody. Weiss is going back to the dugout. I think he so Webster is – we're near Webster, huh?
South of St. Patrick, yep, but very close to Montgomery, yeah.
Okay, south of the cities.
Yep.
Glad you don't have that trip from Bemidji today.
Oh, my goodness. I know.
Randy's looking at the – it's always cool to look at the map of all the state tournament teams. They got it in the state tournament program. He's got a fresh piece of lumber, does Chad Weiss. 1-1 pitch. Doesn't use it as he takes a strike. On deck, the big bat of Preston Rushlow. Looking for a chance to bust up the tie here in the fifth inning. Thompson looking for a punch out. Keep those runners at first and second when Rushlow gets up there. JT's 1-2 pitch is missing outside for a ball. Now 2-2.
And you talked about Chad Weiss being just a great pitcher for many years. He's equally as good a hitter, too. That's why he's bat number two.
Name you're used to announcing on Sundays.
Absolutely.
In the 7 o'clock hour.
A lot of Chad Weiss.
2-2 pitch in there. Strike three. Thompson finds a corner for a big out number two, his second strikeout.
That was a great pitch by Justin Thompson. I mean, Chad Weiss was looking for something else, Kirby, on that pitch, and he never even attempted to take the bat off his shoulder there.
So two dead. Preston Rushlow into the batter's box. A couple bounce outs to Nolan at short thus far. Thompson's first pitch is below the knees with a bender for ball one. I just looked at Matt Geislinger on the railing in the first base dugout, and his head went back a little bit. If Matt was umping from over there, he would have called that a strike. 1-0 pitch. That is hammered deep into the left field corner. That will twist foul and well out of play.
I think you see the effects of the wind maybe helping that pushed more foul than maybe originally what it would have started out as.
It was a pretty tough pitch to keep fair. Oh. It seemed like that was right in on his hands.
Exactly.
Thompson throwing like the aforementioned Matt Geislinger normally in on the hands. 1-1 pitch. Just missing low right there. Now 2-1. Good spot right there from Thompson. Just missed, said Craig Ehrlichman, the plate umpire. Runner at second base is Mitch Waitala. He singled at first. It's Herman. He singled. This pitch missing down and away. Now 3-1. And the big bat of Ryan Deers on deck for Pierce. 3-1 the count. Tied at 2 here in the top of the fifth inning. Thompson with a long look into Haugen behind the dish. He's got his sign. The 3-1 that is outside, and that'll load him up. I don't know that he wanted much to do with Preston right there, Randy, other than the foul ball, nothing really all that close.
But then you face Mr. Deers here, who is swings a pretty good bat, too.
With Herman, who's seen it well on deck.
Yeah.
So Lakers everywhere. At third goes Waitala. Herman's at second. Rushlow at first. 2-2 our score. Bases loaded, two away. First offering, missing low for a ball.
You surprised that Dan Burke's given him that much of the right field line yet?
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
Those grass swats are a good 10 feet each, I'd say.
Yeah.
So he's about 40 feet off the line as a big swing and a foul ball right there.
Well, you look at where he's standing compared to second base. That's 90 feet from first to second. I bet you 75 feet off the line. So
he rattles one into the corner. We might see a 5-2 ball game here. 1-1 the count. Tight spot here. Middle innings. As time called at home plate by Ryan Deers. Thompson, after retrieving a new pearl after the foul ball, maybe a little slower to get onto the mound. And Deers was sick of waiting, so he went for a little stroll. He's back in there now. Thompson right back is 1-1. That's hit on the ground, right side. Block, unable to get it. It's under his diving glove. One run is in. Second run trying to come across. Berg's throw, not in time. Sliding safely at home is Paul Herman. He scores behind Waitala. It's a 2-RBI single through the right side by Ryan Deers, 4-2 Piers.
Carter Block just got the end of the glove on that ball, Kirby. He went so deep in the hole there. And Dan Berg's throw to home plate was spot on, but just a tad bit late to get try to get that base runner. It was just a little late.
Block, I mean, you'd never tell him to just leave it go and let it get to Danny, but him slowing it up a little bit might have been the difference right there for that extra run. So two across doesn't get any easier for JT as Herman into the batter's box, who's pounded a double over Dan Berg's head and flew out deep into the right field foul corner. So now Dan, well, you'd still think maybe he'd take a step that direction, but
exactly.
He's given him that right field corner
he's
yet.
Given it.
Well, now he's going over a couple steps. Maybe not. Goes right back. Just taking a stroll. 1-0 the count to Herman. 1-0 pitch missing high. Now 2-0. There is a base open.
You know, it might be, too, that the first two hits in the inning, Kirby, hit that right center field gap. And Dan is saying, we're not going to give that to you again.
2-0 the count. See a little stirring in the Clipper dugout now as this pitch chopped up the first baseline foul. This guy does not get cheated, huh?
No. No.
Herman's not much for checking swings. 2-1 the count. At second base now is Preston Rushlow. He's got a two-run lead to work with on the mound when he gets back out there in the bottom of the fifth. At first, the current hero, Ryan Deers, with that 2-RBI knock. This pitch, big swing and a miss right there over the Thompson off-speed by Herman. Even it's up at 2-2 with two away. Two in here for Piers in the fifth. They lead by two. As Thompson set, a lookout at second base to Rushlow. This pitch waved at and missed. He's got that off-speed working to Herman, and big strikeout right there. Third strikeout for Thompson. Third out on the mound, but two come across for Piers. They score two runs on three hits. There were no Watkins errors and two runners left on base. 4.5. Scoreboard now reads 4-2 in favor of Piers. On to the bottom of the fifth inning. You'll hear that in 90 seconds right here on Chasm Radio. Bottom five, top of the order for the Clippers. That reads Geislinger, Lincoln Haugen, and Kevin Kramer. Nolan had the RBI knock his last time up, a bounce out to second to start the bottom of the first. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Pitching with the lead now again is Preston Rushlow. Gave up that lead in the second when Geislinger had that RBI knock. Got it back right now. As after that 2-RBI single by Ryan Deers in the top of this, the fifth inning. First pitch to Nolan, missing for a ball. 1-0 the count. And Geislinger. That 1-0 offering from Rushlow. That's missing low. Now 2-0. Goes high, goes low. Playing in front of the bag at third is Pete Herman. Anticipating or maybe thinking potentially could be a drag bunt from the Clipper leadoff man.
So JT Harn is loosening up in the Clipper bullpen, Kirby.
2-0 pitch that's in there for a strike, says Craig Ehrlichman. Talk about drafting, Randy. That's an awfully good pick right there. You get
yes,
JT. 2-1 the count, regardless of what the scoreboard says. As the 2-1 pitch, that is low. Now 3-1. Haugen on deck. Clippers gave the lead away. Looking to battle back here. Top six on your Saturday. Appreciate you joining Randy and I as the 3-1 pitch in there for a strike to Nolan. Fills it up at 3-2. Announcing a Watkins State tournament game. You get a little sentimental, Randy, thinking about that 2001 championship?
Yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool run for the Clippers back in that day.
Payoff pitch, missing low. Nolan will reach with a six-pitch walk issued to Geislinger. He's aboard to get things moving here in the fifth.
He is the spark plug for the Watkins Clippers. That's Nolan Geislinger, and they can get him on. Things get rolling.
So he's on at first. Lincoln Haugen into the batter's box. As Link on the day. Walk in the first inning. Bounce out to second in the second. He's 0-for-1. As Geislinger, not much of a lead as Rushlow, first offering to Lincoln in there for a strike. Matt maybe letting Nolan get a look. Let's see the wheels in motion right here.
Lincoln really staring down the mat too.
One strike the count. Nolan a pretty good lead as Rushlow set right at the chin. Long pause, longer pause, and Lincoln was sick of waiting. So he calls time. You think pitchers ever do that sometimes, come to a set and say, I'm just going to sit here until he calls time?
Yeah. Yeah. They're playing a little cat and mouse.
Game
within the game. Yep.
Makes it fun.
You know, you look at that lead with Nolan, and this is not your typical cutout over there, Kirby. So, I mean, he's got that 2.5 to 3-step lead, doesn't
he?
Yeah.
Healthy. Healthy lead as the 1-0 pitch or the one strike pitch missing high. Maybe a little hint of a pitch out to that one. Evens it up at 1-1. Good lead again for Geislinger. As Rushlow set his 1-1 to Lincoln, fouled straight back and stuck in the netting behind home plate. Count goes to 1-2.
Getting a lot of pointing at it. Yeah.
It's up there.
There it is.
1-2 the count. As leadoff man on for Watkins here in the fifth inning. They're looking to get him moving and get some company for him. Pickoff attempt, and there was a little bit of a step there by Nolan Randy.
Yeah, exactly. Was that a hint that maybe there was something going on?
Two strikes. You got a good contact hitter, veteran. Lincoln Haugen, 36 years old at least. As Rushlow set, there goes Nolan. Two-strike pitch, fouled straight back. As Lincoln didn't have a chance, Randy, as that ball fouled to the backstop.
I like that hit and run, though. Lincoln definitely trying to make contact, Kirby, and that contact was up by his eyes. It's definitely ball two.
1-2 the count. Long sign sequence once again from Matt Geislinger.
Again, the jump by Nolan. I don't think the jump was great, Kirby. And I guess I haven't seen Sakala's arms, so I don't know.
Well, he threw with Kramer going, but, I mean, Pudge Rodriguez might not be able to throw Kevin Kramer sometimes. So pickoff attempt again. Nolan back safely. 1-2 the count. As Rushlow set. Pitching with a two-run lead here in the fifth as this pitch is popped up in the infield. Lincoln throws his bat down in disgust. At third, coming over to make the catch is Pete Herman to retire Lincoln Haugen, F5, and Lincoln wanted to at least get Nolan to second.
Yeah, at least maybe hitting it to the right side or doing something that you get him in scoring position.
So one away. I'm going to bring Kevin Kramer to the plate. Kramer into the batter's box. Another long sign sequence from Matt Geislinger. Sent his brother once. Maybe a hit and run was on at that point. Nolan's got the sign and the lead. Preston Rushlow, one in the first, one in the second he gave up. Two blanks on the board since then. As the right-hander's first offering to Kramer, Kevin swings through that one, a little tardy to the party for strike one.
If you're just joining us, 4-2, Piers with that lead over Watkins.
0-1 the count. JT Harn heating it up pretty good in the pen. Randy would suggest to me that it might be his ball game in the sixth.
And we have some activity over in the bullpen for Piers, too. That guy's got a warm-up jersey on right now, so we don't know who it is.
Heating it up, though. It looks like another drafty. The blue hat.
Sure.
Giveaway there. One strike the count to Kevin Kramer. He's the tying run in the batter's box. One strike pitch. That's hammered to right center. Nolan's going to go first to third. As he checks in, Kramer with a big turn at first. He stops right there, and it's a good piece of hitting right now. You got speed on, and you got the tying runs on for Watkins.
I'm watching Lincoln in the dugout, too, Lincoln Hogan, and he's just beating himself up, saying, God, if I could have got Nolan to second, that would have been a run for us.
Coulda, shoulda, right?
Coulda, shoulda, woulda. Yeah.
Come on out of the dugout for Pierce. Get a mound visit right here. The entire gang comes on to talk to Preston Rushlow because it's a big spot right here. We got Dan Berg into the batter's box and Brendan Ashton in the on-deck circle right here. It's a tight spot for Pierce, Randy.
Jansen acting as the field manager here for the Lakers this afternoon. So, yeah, it is a tight spot for Pierce because you got the Clippers and number four hitter up at the plate right now. Good contact hitter. Big spot for Watkins, too. It's like you just gave up a couple runs in the top of the fifth. We got to answer that.
Already an RBI on the afternoon for Dan. As extra conversation between Sakala and the pitcher Rushlow. 4-2 our score here. Bottom five. Runners at the corners. Not if, but when is Matt going to tell Kevin to steal second, Randy?
Sure. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be first pitch.
He's got the lead for it.
Sakala is going to the dugout with something. Keep an eye on that guy at first.
He won't be there long. As pickoff attempt and beautiful slide back safely by Kramer. Fingers kind of just to the tip of the bag
we
right there.
We thought Nolan had a nice lead. Kevin's got even a nicer lead.
Kevin's got 3-4 inches on Nolan as well. And he's got those long arms. As Berg takes a strike on the corners, a quick pitch right there from Rushlow, forcing Kramer to stay put at first.
Yeah, he did a stutter step over there. It's like, ooh.
We can't steal when they do that quick slide step. I mean, you're barely taken off by the time the ball's already halfway home.
Correct, yeah.
He's the tying run over at first. He'd love to get to second. Rushlow set. Long pause. There goes Kevin. Berg will take a ball low to throw to third base. Nolan back safely. He's seen that movie before, and now that tying run's in at second base for Dan Berg, and the Pierce infield is going to, well, it looks like they were going to come in. Now they're going to, second baseman is back. That's Herman. Shortstop's kind of right in the baseline. That's Petron. Scoreboard says 0-2. I don't know if I'm buying that, though. Thought that pitch was maybe low. I didn't hear Earl yell strike on that. Rushlow's pitch to Berg. That's hit on the ground. Deep in the hole at short. Fielded there. Throw across is in time. What a play by the shortstop, Brady Petron. Geislinger comes across to score. Great read by Kramer getting to third base. It's an RBI for Berg. It's a 4-3 game. That's a big out right there, Randy, for out number two.
I didn't think they'd have a play on him. Petron made a great play in the hole. And give Danny Berg credit. I mean, hitting that ball to the left field side, it's like you got yourself a run with just that great piece of hitting.
Oh, clutching up his second RBI of the day for Berg. That brings Brendan Ashton to the plate. First offering to Brendan in there for a strike. Tying run at third in the form of Kevin Kramer. 4-3 the score now here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A good one to cap off our three games in about 5 hours today. As this ball's hit in the air to right, coming on and catching the ball in right. Oh, what a grab with the scoop shovel by Carter Petron. Picks that one up off his shoe top. Base umpire was out there and said he got it. Tough to argue with that. And we stay at 4-3 on the lineout by Ashton. One run on the board for Watkins, cutting the lead in half on one hit. There were no last repairs and a big old tying runner left on third. We've played five, 4-3 our score in favor of Pierce. On to the sixth in a minute on Chasm.
Top six.
Bottom of the order for Pierce as it starts with Carter Petron. First pitch from Justin Thompson, who's back out onto the mound, is in there for a strike. So JT Harn clearly loose in the pen, Randy, but I'd say first sign of trouble. Justin's afternoon on the bump will come to an end as the one strike pitch to Petron chopped foul up the first base line. It's Petron, then Petron, and Noah Sakala. That's 6-7-8 in the Pierce batting order.
I just got the feeling 4-3 on the scoreboard is not going to be our final score, Kirk.
That ain't going to be it?
No, no. These two teams hit too well.
Pitch missing above the letters for a ball. 1-2, and no disrespect to Rushlow or Thompson, right, but these guys have been stinging the ball. We've seen some hard-hit balls already today.
Absolutely. I mean, Ashton's was drilled.
This pitch is hit in the air to right field. Berg going back. Danny will dive. Oh, it just pops out of his glove. He was parallel to the universe on his dive, and when he got to the ground, the ball popped out of his mitt. Nearly the catch of the day on a day that's had some nice catches, but it just pops out for a leadoff double.
And his beat-up body just got a little bit more beat up. That was like, that would have been a highlight, ESPN highlight film, Kirby. That was just a great attempt, and that's going to be it for Justin.
Justin Thompson's afternoon will come to an end as JT hands the ball to JT. Thompson will go out to left. Looks like Geislinger is going to come in to play third. Dusty Kramer's afternoon will come to an end. We will take a timeout for the warm-up pitches for JT Harn. You'll hear it, baseball coming back. Piers, leadoff man on. We're back in a minute on Chasm. Defensive change here in the sixth, Randy.
You bet. JT Harn, the draftee from Luckig, will come in for Justin Thompson here in the top of the sixth with one man on, no outs. Justin stays in the game. He'll go into left field. Carson Geislinger, who was playing left field, comes in to third base, and Dustin Kramer is out of the ballgame now for Watkins.
It'll be Brady Petron after the Carter Petron double. And JT Harn will have some hot water to deal with here starting right away in the sixth inning. As bunting situation potentially right here, as squaring and putting one foul down the third baseline. Randy, in the 20-4 victory for the Rockies today over New York Mills. New York Mills used six pitchers in seven innings, and three of those were mid-inning changes. All three, the bases were loaded when the guy had to come in.
I don't know how you ever got here.
I was thinking I was going to catch maybe the last couple innings of this one at one point, but we did get a little pace to the game as that pitch missing outside for a ball. 1-1 the count, no indication of a bunt right there. Dad was worried he was going to miss the Parrish Festival this evening over at Cold Spring. Sure, he's well on his way now as 1-1 the count. Harn, the Lux Brewer drafty, is 1-1. That's hit on the ground to third, and that's right through the legs of Carson Geislinger. They move positions, and Randy, you always talk about it, that new guy that ball finds you, and Carson goes Buckner five-hole on it.
Yeah, right through his midsection, and be the Clippers' second error of the day. And, yeah, that's a tough play.
Ball was hit hard.
Obviously, but it's a ball you got to field, at least knock it down. Now, first and third, Kirby, with nobody out.
Clipper infield. They looked like they were going to come in. Now it looks like Block and Nolan are going to play. Well, no, they look like they're coming in yet. Nolan Geislinger looks out to Kevin Kramer in center saying, where do you want me? Nobody out. They're kind of between right there is the first offering to the catcher Sakala off of Harn and ricochets into right. A run comes across to score, trying to go first to third, the play at third, and that gets past Carson, but not a lot of foul territory here. The runner will stay at third. Trail runner who got the RBI is Noah Sakala. He ends up at second. Scoring was Petron, and it's back to a two-run Piers advantage.
They might give the Clippers another error on the throw that allowed Sakala to take second, Kirk.
That's fair.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, just dumb luck. It goes off of JT. Block is already fielded. He was going to field it for a double play ball.
I think so. So a run would have scored, but I think the Clippers would have got two outs on that one.
Yeah.
But it hits off JT and squirts past Carter Block. Now the infield comes all the way in as it is Mitch Wojtala into the batter's box. Sakala's at second base. Petron at third for the Lakers. 1-0 the count.
They did give an error.
There's three errors on the board now for Watkins. As here comes the squeeze. That squeeze is a popped up foul. So harmless right there as Wojtala had the runner coming. Petron, did you see Sakala was all the way around
third
too? Was he thinking the The double squeeze there?
Wow.
So one and one. Do you do it back to back? Is Carl listening?
I don't think so, Kirby.
One and one the count. Sakala on the day had a single and a run scored his last time up in the fifth. The lead at third for Petron. He is coming again. It is back-to-back squeezes, and it's back-to-back popped-up foul squeezes.
I guess that's the ultimate surprise, is to do it twice.
Well, they'd never do it three times in a row, right?
I know, yeah.
As one and two the count. Sakala back to second. Petron back at third. One and two, nobody out. JT would love a punch out right here. A little relief for him. The 1-2, that's fouled back on a swing this time, not a bunt. Count stays put at one and two. Lineup flips over for Piers on deck. Top of the order, Paul Herman.
You know, in some lineups, Kirby, amateur teams, you might say, well, there might be some outs towards the bottom of the order. I don't see it here with this Piers team. They're just solid up and down.
JT's 1-2 pitch, that's fouled down the right field line. Tardy, but flipping it foul was Mitch Wojtala, keeping our count at 1-2. Piers with one in here in the sixth inning to take a two-run lead at 5-3. They got a man on third and a man on second yet. Big threat, JT Harn, the Lux Brewer drafty. The 1-2 pitch, that is missing up and away. To even it at 2-2, Harn taps his chest, indicating it was his fault on that high throw. I wasn't debating whose fault it was going to be, JT. 2-2 the count. Harn looks in. Lefty's got the sign. The 2-2 to Wojtala, that is off the plate to fill it up at 3-2.
Ooh, that was a good pitch.
Great take right there by Mitch Wojtala. 3-2 the count. Runners will stay put, of course, as Harn set. His payoff pitch to Wojtala. That's in there. Strike three. Couldn't get the bat off his shoulders, and a big out number one for JT Harn.
Yeah, that's a great pitch by JT Harn. Kept it on the inside part of the plate, and Wojtala thought maybe it's going to be inside, but no way.
It's a lonely feeling back into the dugout, not putting the ball in play, not getting the squeeze down. Sure. Paul Herman, a couple knocks thus far. Lefty-lefty matchup right here, so advantage you would say potentially would go to Watkins and JT Harn. As Harn, a long pause, his first offering to Herman, that's a little cue shot to short. Nolan fields and looks the runner's back, runs it halfway to first himself, then flips it to Brendan Ashton for a big old out number two, and now you get the infield to play normal depth.
The play of a young man, almost like a veteran there. It's just crazy. He's looking at that runner at third as soon as he had it in his glove, Kirby. And then he just soft tosses it to Brendan Ashton yet. It's like so, so good.
He's fun to watch in a region full of good shortstops as Chad Weiss' first pitch pops up and JT dances through the flames and Nolan makes the catch at short for out number three. So Harn, after the air, an RBI single, gets a strikeout, a bounce out, and a fly out. Piers adds one, but it could have been much, much worse. They score one run on the two hits. There was one Watkins there. There was two Watkins there, actually, and two runners left on base. Scoreboard now reads after 5.5, 5-3 in favor of Piers. On to the bottom of the sixth coming up in 1 minute on Chasm Radio.
Is
on to the sixth inning, bottom half. And Randy, you must have wore out your batteries in the in your remote control helicopter because you need to change them. We got a battery change here.
We do. We got a pitcher-catcher flip-flop as Noah Sakala will give up the pads, shin guards, mask, Preston Rushlow, they just swap spots, Kirby. And, yeah, this is interesting. You don't see that often,
no. The
pitcher-catcher flip-flop here. And maybe it's time. Maybe Sakala is like the closer.
Sure. Well, it's that old school of thought. You know, Ruschlow got the first 15 outs, so now they need 12 more. The last 12, much bigger than the first 15.
Well, and you said earlier, you know, Chad Weiss is still standing on left field, right?
He's got a couple bullets left in the chamber, I'd say.
Yeah.
As the warm-ups continuing on, our Watkins Clipper State Tournament coverage here on KASM, here on your Saturday.
You bet, by Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Rambo, Columbia Gear, BNS Excavating, Ertl Hardware, and Watkins, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Albany Chrysler Center, Erkins Water, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, and Pep's Pork.
Those fine sponsors make it happen for Randy and I here today. As Carter Block leads things off, 0-for-2 thus far, gets the first licks at Noah Sakala for the Piers Lakers. Lakers now lead 5-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning as Sakala's first offering to Block. Missing for a ball. We thought Ruschlow threw hard. Looks like this guy brings it plenty, too.
Well, how many catchers do you know that throw hard?
Yeah.
Right?
Most of them.
Most of them, exactly.
As the 1-0 pitch that is check swung, unable to check his swing, is Carter Block. 1-1 the count. Wind picking up a little bit right now. Seems like it's coming in.
It is.
In our face, Randy, in from right field. Blue skies to the horizon. And Sakala's 1-1 is missing low. Now 2-1 to Block. The pitcher is now the catcher, and the catcher is now the pitcher.
Winner of this ball game, they've got a date next Friday night.
With Block meets this one and hits it into the gap in left center. That drops in front of Weiss, and the leader on for Watkins. Randy, who do they get?
They got, is it Red Wing?
Red Wing Aces, yeah. It's the team that beat Painesville last year. State tournament. Get a pinch runner out of the dugout. Number 10 running for Watkins, and that is Caden Nyman. So Nyman will run for Carter Block. The batter's Carson Geislinger.
And the Clippers, they're not going to let hardball throwers phase them. They see enough of them in their league. You look at
Johnson.
Ben Johnson, yes. Reed Funenstein. We have JT Harn throws pretty hard. I mean, when Ryan Hannon was in the league, he threw hard, and it's like, gee.
No slouches in that old CVL.
No.
So tying run in the batter's box is Carson Geislinger, and Carson looking for a little redemption, Randy, after an error last inning when he moved to third base. Carson's 0-for-2 as well on the day. Nyman his lead from first as Sakala set right at the letters. First offering to Geislinger is missing low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Clippers with one in the first, one in the second, and one last inning in the fifth. Piers has five up there, two in the second, two in the fifth, one in the sixth. As the right-hander Sakala, pickoff attempt, Nyman back safe at first base.
You know, this almost reminds me of kind of the move that St. Mart would make. Let's say Scott Leeser is pitching and Brian Schlungen comes in to pitch to close it out. Sakala's got the build of Brian Schlungen.
Geislinger pops this one up. Right side, foul territory with a chance at second, and making the catch is the second baseman, Paul Herman. That ball maybe played a little trick on Paul on the way up there, Randy. I think he took a step maybe the wrong direction, but did have enough time to run under it and put it away.
You bet. Yeah, nice catch. Just seems, and there is. There's a lot of room and foul ground down that first baseline. And we've seen fielders running a lot in that direction today.
So one on, one out. Justin Thompson into the batter's box. As JT thus far on the day. Hit by a pitch and walked. So he's yet to put the ball in play with his bat, but he's reached twice regardless. Nyman, the pinch runner, over at first. Sakala's first offering to Thompson, following this one back for strike one. All those state tournaments for Watkins, 80s, 90s, 2000s. Now this regime, that next generation of the Geislinger family,
yeah,
getting them back there a bunch of times. long run into the tournament last year, falling to Watertown in the semis. As the one strike pitch to Thompson hooks in there nicely from Sakala. First time we saw the wrinkle, Randy, and she's pretty.
That is a beaut.
0 and 2 the count.
Yeah, and that's just enough, Kirby, to make a hitter go, oh, well,
I got to respect
shoot.
That.
Yeah, now what?
Now where is he going?
Yeah.
0 and 2 the count. Nyman, pretty good lead. Now he shortens up, takes a step back. As Sakala set, 0-2 pitch off the plate for a ball, moving it to 1 and 2. I remember Rushlow and Sakala, they're not that far out of high school, Randy. I think I remember watching these guys play just a couple years ago for Pierce. 1-2 the count. Nyman the lead. Caden, modest. Time called at home as Thompson, sick of the staring contest. Pierce guys work a little slower, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. We got more baseball tomorrow afternoon here on KASM at 1:30. It'll be Kimball and Hutchinson, and then at about 4:30, Richmond takes on Hinkley. All heard live from Meesville tomorrow.
Two-strike pitch, little cue shot. It's fielded at first. The only play for the first baseman Deers is to go to the bag. He makes it, fields it, steps on the base to retire Thompson. Nyman checks into second, and he's there with two outs.
He looked to second just briefly, and that ball had an immense amount of spin on it. That was moving as he had fielded it yet, too. And I think that was just a solid move by the first baseman, Deers. Take your chances with the other Nyman.
So Landon Nyman into the batter's box. It's well said, too, Randy. I think that with the English on that one, as Nyman looks at a ball below the knees, if it was maybe hit a little more square, he could have charged it. Maybe
sure.
Thought about going to two. But when he gets that that funky spin on it, you start thinking, you know what? We're up two. They're in the ninth spot in the order. I'm just going to get the for sure out here.
Let's get the out.
Not have this one roll up my arm. Sakala, a couple looks at Nyman at second base. He comes to the other Nyman at home. Pitches pop foul down the first base line. That ball will drop out of play. 1-1 the count.
You know, and that's the game of baseball, Kirby. You know, if you just take the givens, you a lot of times it'll be all right. It's when you try to do that extra that maybe an error occurs or –
Yeah, but double plays are cool.
Double plays are cool. I'll give you that. Yeah. But sometimes you're given those double
Take
plays.
Take what they give you.
Yeah.
When they're bunting, maybe always throw to first unless it's a for sure dead meat out at second base because they're giving you the out at first. 1-1 pitch to Diamonds, missing low. Now 2-1. Kimball Hutch tomorrow, 1:30. Richmond Hinkley. Is that our matchups?
You got
Over
it.
Over in Meesville.
Boy, I'm glad I've tutored you the last
you
few
have,
days.
Yes.
On that.
Drilling it into my head. Sakala, a couple looks out at Nyman at second base. Now he comes home. 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed as Landon chasing right there, evening it up at 2-2. Somebody asked me during the Rockies game, who's El Rosa playing? And I stared at him for like 4 or 5 seconds, like, well, who the heck are they playing? Oh, it's Montgomery. That's right. Okay. Too many games.
Well, and, you
it's
know,
a big bracket.
Kirby pointed at the exit when we were coming here. And
there's
like,
Montgomery.
There's Montgomery. Well, they're fairly close yet.
And we'll see it on the way home, too, in an hour or so.
Yeah.
2-2 the count with two away. Clippers trail by two. Got a man on at second as Nyman takes above the letters to fill it up at 3-2.
Get it bet.
Caden will stay put at second. Nobody pushing him at first base. Landon trying to extend the inning. Get it to Nolan Geislinger. Tying run in the batter's box for Watkins. Sakala, his first inning of relief, 3-2 pitch, hit right back off of his glove. This is going to be a tough play. They're not going to get anybody. Rolled up his, and under his glove and sat right behind the mound about 10 feet, Randy. Nobody's playing there. And that gets the go-ahead run into the batter's box. Good at-bat for Landon Nyman.
Oh, just an awesome at-bat for Landon Nyman. Yeah, and, you know, that's a ball, too. And pitchers, the instincts to go after it. But his second baseman feels that easily and throws to first. He really does. And but you can't fault Noah Sakala. And now it's like the big meeting at the mound. Well, we're back to their top. But what do we do here?
Yeah, you got to be good with this guy because Nolan could easily cut that lead in half. And if he hits extra bases with Landon Nyman on first base, could make things interesting.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that discussion, too, is what do you do with that base runner at first? if he goes, what are we doing? Because, I mean, do we throw and all of a sudden guy at third takes off?
See, with two outs, though, that's where it's tough with that first in play. Because you can just go get that out at second. If Rushlow throws a strike and they punch him out, unless he gets into the old hot box,
yeah,
it's going to be the inning. See if Matt puts the pressure on him, though, with Nyman moving. He'd love to get that tying run into scoring position.
Oh, did they give Nolan a hole? Oh, my goodness. On the right side.
That's a big one. As the first pitch to Geislinger, missing up and away for a ball.
And I guess the assumption is that Sakala's throwing so hard that Geislinger is going to be behind on him.
That's fair. 1-0 the count. As the lead at first base for Landon Nyman. Caden Nyman's over at third. Nyman family representing the tying runs for Watkins. As the 1-0 pitch, Geislinger takes at the knees to even it up at 1-1. We're going to get time called right here. As something set into the Watkins dugout. I don't know if something was on the field or what the scoop was over there.
Maybe Dustin Kramer couldn't hold that guard.
Batting gloves?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
We're back to baseball. 1-1 the count. Sakala set. His 1-1 to Geislinger. That curveball missing high. Moves our count to 2-1. Nolan today. Bounce out to second. RBI knock in the second. Walked and scored in the fifth. He's the igniter in this Clipper machine. 2-1 the count. Two men aboard. 5-3 our score in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 2-1 pitch to Nolan. That's chunked foul down the left field line.
See that little ball boy going?
Yeah.
I just heard him hand that ball to the main guy down here. He's made $18 today, Kirby.
Good for him.
What was your best day at the park?
Well, when I worked for the Cold Spring Ballpark, it was just $5 flat rate for the whole game.
Oh.
So I never had 18. Inflation,
wow.
This kid's just raking it
He's
in.
He's raking it in today.
2-2 the count. And Sakala set. There goes the runner, Nyman. The 2-2 cut on and missed. Nolan chasing right there. Sakala clutches up for big out number 3. And the Clippers leave the tying runs aboard. No runs on 2 hits for Watkins. No Piers Ayers. 2 big ones left on. We've played 6. 5-3 our score in favor of Piers. On to the 7th. And you'll hear it in a minute on Chasm. To the 7th for Piers. Meat of the order against JT Harn. And that starts with the catcher, Preston Rushlow. His first viewing of JT. First offering from Harn is in there for a strike. It'll be Rushlow, Ryan Deers, and Pete Herman for the Lakers. The 4 seed out of that loaded Region 8. As the 1-strike pitch from Harn, Rushlow taking. It's that same situation Justin Thompson was working with, Randy. Fastball in the corner. Curveball dropped in there. Now what? As this pitch just missing outside as JT reaches back. Pitch missing for a ball. 1-2 the count. 5-3 our score in favor of Piers here in the top of the 7th inning. As this pitch is hit right side and through. Block won't get there. Rushlow aboard with his first hit. He's 1-3 and the leader on for the Lakers here in the 7th.
The bats don't quit for the Piers Lakers. 10 on the day.
Not exactly facing Randy and Kirby.
No,
there. You get Justin Thompson and JT Harn. Some tough sledding. They've pounded out 10 hits on these guys. Brings Ryan Deers to the plate. Deers with that 2 RBI single his last time up in the 5th. Difference in the ball game right now. Big lefty gets that hole Randy always likes to look at over there with Ashton holding on Rushlow as he squares to bunt and takes a ball outside. You wouldn't bunt with your cleanup hitter up too, would you?
I just don't think so.
Look at this monster. You got to let him swing. I want to see him plant one or at least try to plant one off that water slide over there. As Rushlow, the lead at first. Deers does not square, and he was aiming for that slide with a big cut, swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Lakers by 2. 7th inning here. We play 9 unless you're the Cold Spring New York Mills game. Then you only do play 7. As Harn's 1-1, 2 Deers missing down and away. Now 2-1. Would you like to add a guy like this to your pitching staff going after the region tournament?
Definitely is an asset.
That's a plus. As Harn falling behind, Deers, leadoff man Rushlow aboard. 2-1 pitch, big swing and a miss as he fooled him with the off speed. Evens it up at 2-2.
Nice breaking ball by JT.
It's got to be tough as a lefty seeing that dive away on you.
Yeah.
Harn set. His pause. Look over. Now he comes home. The 2-2 popped up foul and out of play. Went back to the well with the off-speed pitch runs. And this time, Deer flips it foul.
I don't know how much JT and Reed, how much they pitched in relief over in Luxembourg, Kirby. But, I mean, at least the first two weekends, pitching as a draftee and having Justin Thompson ahead of you, you've got to, I guess, tell yourself that you're going to be in the relief role.
2-2 pitch missing outside. It's just that mindset, you know. Yeah. When are you? When am I needed?
When am I needed?
When it's a 4:30 start and you're the starting pitcher, you're ready all day.
Absolutely.
You have your progressions to get to, and
yeah.
By the time 4 o'clock comes around, you start to heat it up. When you're out of the pen, you never know. 3-2 pitch, cut on and miss. Big swing and a miss right there, and a strikeout for JT Harn, retiring Deers for out number one. Second strikeout for JT.
It was a little gas on that pitch.
Two-strike velocity right there from Harn. Brings Pete Herman to the plate. Another tough lefty who can give the ball a ride. He had a big double and a run scored in the second. 1-for-3 on the day. As Rushlow remains at first base, Harn's first offering is on the corner for a strike to Pete Herman.
Buckman is in the park, as is Cannon Falls. That is the next game here at Faribault.
They're living that Tom Petty life right now, Randy. The waiting.
Yeah.
The hardest part.
You've been there.
Oh, it's the worst. Because then you just, you know, well, maybe if I go to the bathroom, an inning or two will go by. And it doesn't. As that pitch missing outside for a ball.
Because they do give teams an opportunity to hit down here somewhere, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they'll give you a spot to go take BP, but they always want you here. By, you know, that game's scheduled for 7. They want you here by about 6 o'clock.
Yep, team photo.
Team photo, and just to have you in the park is the 1-1 pitch. That's hit on the ground towards second. Should be 2. Block to Nolan for 1. The relay back to first. And in time, 4-6-3. JT got the pitch he was looking for and pitches around that leadoff single by Preston Rushlow. No runs, 1 hit. No errors, nobody left. Nice turn by the Clipper middle infielders, Block and Geislinger. Stretch time in Faribault. On to the bottom of the 7th, 5-3 Piers over Watkins. State tournament action on Chasm Radio. Randy, if the Clippers are going to get back into this thing, I'd say this would be a prime opportunity to do it with your 2-3-4 up.
Absolutely. This is where they got to get the bats going here. And they've had some opportunities today, Kirby. They've had guys on base in the 5th inning, the 6th inning, the 7th or the I go back to 4th inning, 5th inning, 6th inning, and now batting here in the 7th.
It'll be Lincoln Haugen. Ducks on the pond just haven't cashed in on those opportunities.
There's only one inning today. The Clippers have gone 1-2-3. So it's like the opportunities exist.
Sakala drops a hook in there on Haugen. Yeah, it was that third inning they went in order. Kramer, Berg, and Ashton. Be the inning you'd pick they wouldn't go in order,
exactly.
Probably. But
yeah.
That's the grand game. You never know what's coming in at the old ball game. As 1-1 the count. Lincoln on the day. A walk, bounce out to second, and a fly out to third. He's 0-2. As this pitch missing from Sakala. Moving our count to 2-1. Noah not really in love with his release point right now. As he's tell there's a little frustration right there. Two-run lead. Don't want to be falling behind on these guys. You certainly don't want to be putting guys on with Kramer and Berg ahead of them. This pitch popped up, fouling out of play. Evening the count up at 2-2.
Just eyeballing where Lincoln has got to go play ball with his son after this game here.
Where's it going to be, Dad?
Yeah.
Where are we playing? 2-2 the count. As the right-hander. His 2-2 pitch, that is hit in the air to left field. Weiss has it measured. Chad will make the catch and left for out number one. It's called a challenging Haugen right there with two strikes, Randy, and Lincoln gets under one.
That had a lot of air time, Kirby. That was hit high. It sounded solid off the bat. It's just not enough rope on it.
Kevin Kramer into the batter's box. Kev 1-for-3 on the day. Stole a bag, scored a run. Sounds like him. Stole a couple bags thus far today. Sakala working with one away in that two-run lead right now in the seventh. The pitch, that is hit in the air to right. And having it measured in right is Petron. Randy, that son you were talking about, he's got the shades on over there, and he makes the catch like it's nothing.
He threw his arms out a couple times, Kirby, and I'm going, is
that, right on you.
Does he see it? Does he see it? And I think he was just telling everybody he got it.
Wow. So two dead, and it'll be Dan Berg. Due up here for Watkins with the bases empty. Clipper bats kind of falling silent a little bit here as we get later and later. First offering to Berg is missing for a ball. Sakala. Not certain about the, maybe not that he's not certain, but not in love with Mr. Ehrlichman's judgment on that one. Noah right back. His 1-0 pitch, that is hit in the air to center field. Going back, still going back, now having it measured, making the catch. All three outfielders putting one away for Piers here in the seventh, and they retire the Clippers in order for just the second time. After seven, 5-3 our score, Piers over Watkins. On to the eighth, coming up with the Glenn Carlson Award-winning Randy Rothstein. That's coming up in 1 minute on KASM.